Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 75, and here's your host, Horváth József. And today's guest is...
Adán Reyes.
And he's from...
Mexico City.
Mexico City, the Federal District.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, Adán, for connecting to Skype. We'll talk about some topics which are very interesting for me, and I hope for you too. But maybe before we start, you can say something to the listeners, because we first tried this 2 weeks ago, and but my recording went wrong. So do you remember what we talked about then?
We were talking about, I was saying a few words about my city and my job and my future plans for my PhD.
So maybe you can say a few words about those things.
Yes, well, I live in Mexico City. It's the capital of the country. It's a very big city, actually. It's a beautiful place, but there's also a lot of problems like the pollution and smog. But in many ways, it's a beautiful city.
Oh, yeah. And you said it's very big. I don't know how many people that listen know this, but there are as many people living in Mexico City as, for example, in Hungary, like about 10 million people.
Yes. It depends on what zones of the city you take in count. For example, the capital of the country is only the Federal District. There live around, 15 or 10 million people. But if you consider the suburbs located in the states which surround the Federal District, this quantity may increase even to 20 million people.
Really? That many?
Yes.
That's two times the Hungarian population.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very big.
Okay, as you mentioned, pollution would be a problem. You say, I mean, maybe we can focus on the good things like...
Yes.
like your work and your study?
Yes, I study. I'm a chemist. I'm currently doing my master at UNAM, which is the biggest university in the country. I'm doing my master in science
of Mexico.
I didn't listen.
UNAM means the Autonomous University of Mexico.
Yes,
right?
It's the National Autonomous University of Mexico. Right. It's a very big name. I'm working in a field called organometallic chemistry, which involves the formation of bonds between metal and carbon.
Uh-huh. And you have
use these bonds, which are very reactive, to accelerate process, which otherwise could be not possible to make.
So that's something that has been always your interest, chemistry and this specific field?
No, not always. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be a philosopher or an engineer. But when I had to make my mind, I decided to study chemistry. But even when I started studying chemistry, I didn't want to study this field. Mainly because I didn't know what areas this field covered and how important it is.
All right, so something else I'm interested in is a piece of equipment I know that you use in your lab, and that is the glove box.
Yes, it's a very common instrument in organometallic chemistry, since most of these bonds, metal carbon, are very reactive. They are air and water sensitive. In our atmosphere, the atmosphere we breathe, there's a lot of oxygen and water which can react with these compounds. So we have to handle them in an inert atmosphere, mainly made of argon or nitrogen, which are gases that are inert to these bonds. Okay. And so the glove box is an instrument where you can put these compounds and fill the glove box with argon in order to work with them safely.
Right. Of course, that's the most important thing when you do such work, that everyone is safe during the work. Now, how does it work? I mean, it's called a glove box because first you have to put gloves on your hand, or
it's
what?
It's called glove box because it's a kind of a box of a metal box, which one of its face is made of acrylic or glass.
Like transparent.
The glass are perfect. Yes, it's transparent work, so you can see what are you working with.
Okay.
In the same face of glass, there are two holes where two gloves are inserted, and these are very hard gloves, so they can be pinched or broken. So
although they are hard, they are flexible, so you can your fingers can work inside them.
Yes, and this way you can handle all the things you put in the glove box. For example, shlings, which are kinds of glass flasks, and I don't know. You can also weight the compounds you're working with. You can handle liquids and solids, etc. You can work as you do it in this atmosphere outside the glove box, but in a safely place.
A few days ago, you told me about these two volcanoes that you can see from your office, from your lab. And they are how far are they from Mexico City?
I don't know exactly the distance, but they are located in time. They are located, I don't know, maybe 1 hour left from my place or from the city.
Okay, so they're pretty close.
Yes, they are very close. In fact, there's a lot of mountains and volcanoes surrounding the city, since this was one time a lake.
So I know that there's a story about these two volcanoes. So can you tell us the names, and what is it that you know about the story? I know it's a love story.
Yes, it's a love story. One is called Popocatépetl, and the other is called Iztaccíhuatl. And I don't know exactly the love story, but it's something like they were lovers. Popocatépetl was a man, and Iztaccíhuatl was a female. So one day, the father of Iztaccíhuatl asked Popocatépetl to go to a war, to a place near Mexico City named Oaxaca, to fight. It was the proof of their love. So if Popocatépetl became victorious from that war,
that they could
they could be married,
right.
But I think that Popocatépetl died in that war, and Iztaccíhuatl was very sad, and I don't remember if any god transformed Iztaccíhuatl in a volcano. So many people think that if you see the volcano called Iztaccíhuatl, you can see a sleeping woman there. And also these gods transformed Popocatépetl in another volcano, so they can stay each next to the other all the time.
Thank you very much for giving me your time to talk with me second time on Skype for this episode. This is like the 75th episode, a very big number.
Yes, and thanks to you for the invitation.
I appreciate that. Really very interesting things about your work and the volcanoes and the glove box. You've been listening to the 75th episode of Take Off the Podcast, featuring a conversation with Adán Reyes. Some of you may have noticed that on my Podomatic page, the first 20 episodes are gone, and that's because I have run out of my storage place. If anyone is interested in archiving those episodes, just send me an email, and I'll be very happy to share them with you. And until next time, take care.